Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, July 31st, 2017. Priebus is out and Kelly is in. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a soldier for Spain turns soldier for Christ. North Korea's most recent missile launch has the United States and South Korea up in arms, and Russia is making good on their promise to retaliate over U.S. sanctions. Reuters reports that President Donald Trump has replaced Chief of Staff Reince Priebus with retired General John Kelly. Priebus was with President Trump as he announced his decision from Air Force One. And it was apparently no surprise to Mr. Priebus. He told CNN that he had been discussing leaving the administration for some time. General Kelly was Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security before assuming his new post today. When asked by the Associated Press about the new appointment, President Donald Trump had this to say.
Reince is a good man. John Kelly will do a fantastic job. General Kelly has been a star, done an incredible job thus far, respected by everybody. A great, great American. Reince Priebus, a good man. Thank you very much.
Today's quote of the day comes from Father Jacques Philippe. There is true love, and therefore happiness, only between people who freely yield possession of the self in order to give themselves to one another. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Ignatius of Loyola. You're listening to Crusade News.
Patrick Henry was famous for a lot more than give me liberty or give me death. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film, you may as well wait for the next Ice Age. That's why I started Founding Father Films. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at Amazon.com, MikeChurch.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Inigo López de Loyola was born in Spain in 1491, the youngest of 13 children. He became a soldier by 18 years of age and chased, rather successfully, after military glory, and then changed his name to Ignatius. While defending Pamplona in 1521, his leg was struck and badly mangled by a cannonball. During his long and excruciating recovery, he was profoundly converted after reading about the life of Christ and the lives of the saints. Ignatius spent the next years nurturing a call to convert others by obtaining a remarkable education. While studying in Paris, Ignatius met Peter Faber and Francis Xavier. The three men received permission from Pope Paul III to start their own order, named the Society of Jesus, more commonly known today as the Jesuits. The order is known for their work in education. Ignatius died at the age of 64 on July 31, 1556. St. Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. The Telegraph is reporting that North Korea fired its second intercontinental ballistic missile this month. This missile is believed to have the capability of reaching as far into the U.S. mainland as Chicago. President Donald Trump chastised China, via Twitter, for its inaction on North Korea. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley, in calling for China's condemnation of North Korea, said, quote, China must decide whether it is finally willing to take this vital step. The time for talk is over. The New York Post is reporting that President Vladimir Putin of Russia has taken retaliative measures against the United States for having levied sanctions against Russia for interference in the 2016 elections. Putin has ordered 755 U.S. diplomats to leave Russia by September 1st. This will bring the number of American diplomats in Russia to 455, the same number of Russian diplomats in the United States. From Reuters, President Mike Pence had this to say.
The president and I remain very hopeful that we'll see different behavior by the Russian government with regard to Ukraine, with regard to supporting rogue regimes in Iran and in North Korea. We continue to believe that if Russia will change its behavior, our relationship can change for the good.
In this Celestial Musings, Agencia Fides reports that the Maronite Church is celebrating today as the Day of Martyrs of the Eastern Churches in the context of this Year of Martyrdom and Martyrs, which was proclaimed by Maronite Patriarch Bishara Boutros-Rey. As I recall, especially the 29 Coptic martyrs of the bus attack in Egypt this past May, and the 21 Coptic martyrs of Libya who were savagely beheaded on the beach in 2015, I pray for their intercession for us Western Christians, whose sufferings are, for now, slight compared to theirs, that we might have their fortitude and courage to stand for Christ in every moment of our lives. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.